That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
Century 21 agents are high-tech, gadget-packing problem solvers with an appetite for getting things done. Call one today. Century 21. Smarter, bolder, faster.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet, just direct your feet. Sunny side, sunny side. Can you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
another fine product from Uranus.
Crossed over.
Oh, did you see the promo for Jimmy Fallon tonight?
No.
He holds up a book, and it says it's a real book, and the title is something about interesting facts about Uranus. It's a Uranus book.
Oh, we got to get that for Dan.
And I thought, hey, they're stealing from us. And in honor of that, maybe today we could play, and we haven't played it for a couple of years, Name That Planet.
Oh.
I'm not going to say anymore. I don't want to give too much away. It's not an easy game to play. You got to know your planets. You got to know your astronomy. But maybe... Hey, you think we could get any of those, like one of those pizza things early? You think you could? Are you?
I can call and check.
I'll bet we could. I say we go out on a limb and say that we can.
Okay.
And if they don't come through, then...
They'll come through.
I think so. That'll be our prize on Name That Planet.
Mm. That's beautiful.
Stephanie and his pizza. I can tell already this is going to be a fantastic show. Don't you feel sorry sometimes for people who don't listen?
Yes.
I do.
Oh, sure.
No, it's almost like knowing about people who have an illness or who are can't eat, or they're deprived, or they're malnourished or something. There are people right now listening to some other crap on the radio.
In a bad mood.
Yeah. Ew. Oh, yeah.
Somebody's yelling at them or something.
Folks, if you're listening, it's on you to change that. If you know somebody and you go, hey, do you listen to Large Morning Show in the afternoon? And they go, what's the good looks?
Yeah.
Well,
so why do you do that? Why, when I compliment you, you act like, no, like you think I'm just saying that to get something, which I am.
Yeah, that is part of it.
And I want to apologize before you speak to the lady downstairs at the restaurant. I went down and I got this cup of soup and some tea, and she looked like Tina. And I walked up behind her and I reached around in front of her and I cupped her breast in my hand.
Oh. Ooh.
And I squeezed her boobs, and then she swung her head around. I realized it wasn't Tina.
Oh.
I said, oh, sorry. And she said, no apology needed. Keep going.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where is this woman?
So it wasn't an awkward situation.
You bring her back up and share.
It could have been awkward.
Yeah.
But she said, keep going. Don't stop there.
Awkward.
Okay, I made that up. But it sure felt good to say it and fantasize about it. What do you have, Tina?
I wanted to talk about this really cool concert I went to on Saturday night. It was,
must have been indoors if it was cool.
It was cool.
Okay.
And I had never been there before, and I was very impressed with the Two Hill Center, the Two Hill
I've been there.
Performing.
I saw a horrible show there, but it's a great theater.
It was very beautiful. Yeah. And we were in the first row.
Ooh.
I haven't been in the first row since I was a teenager.
Who did you get that ticket?
How'd you get those?
Oh, my special friend. Got pre-sale tickets, but it was the Tedeschi Trucks Band, Susan Tedeschi and Derek Trucks.
Oh, and, sure, them.
Yeah.
And their band, there's 11 people in the band, and they can all do so many things. It's just...
You would love their music, Frank.
It's just incredible. And you just sit there going, holy crap. I mean, each one is so good at what they do, and then half of them can sing just as well as they can play, so... Whew,
I went to a horrible concert there. Who's the trumpet player? You know the name.
Van Getz or something?
No. He's a young guy. He plays trumpet. Oh, shit.
Louis Armstrong?
No.
Louis Armstrong.
Like Wynton Marsalis or something like that?
No, yeah, young white guy. I'll think of it later.
Did he go, no, that's a Kenny G.
No, I'll think of it later. It was terrible. It was just terrible. It was like very much like a Kenny G thing.
Like Chuck Mangione or something?
Why would you think that was going to be
Chuck Mangione?
Do you think?
I don't know. Some friends asked us, and they want to go. We have tickets. Okay. We went. It's not their fault.
Snooze fest.
Was there more to your story?
that was that part. But then
you know what's even nicer than Two Hill? The Three Hill. Have you ever been there?
Yeah.
Wow, that's like 50% nicer.
But they won't let you take in any drinks or beverages unless you have them in a Two Hill cup. They call them that, and they actually say Two Hill cup on them. They have short ones for mixed drinks and a little bit taller, I guess, for water or soda.
What if you hid a container in your private area?
A flask?
I took a bottle of water in.
In your private area?
In my purse.
Oh. You should have seen her pour it. Awesome.
Yeah, it was 32 ounces. No.
She stands up in the middle of the concert, squats. What are you doing? I'm pouring a drink.
Right out of the tap.
Yeah.
I took that in because it has a lid, and I waited till almost the very end of the night to finally take it out and take a sip and put the lid right back on.
So you're saying, and there are a lot of people now who have picked up their children in the car, you're literally proud of the fact that you broke the rules and you didn't. You're like a criminal.
There was no way it was going to spill, and I kept it in my...
Still, pocket. Rules are rules.
Well, they don't want them. I don't think they're worried about spilling.
I do, because
they're serving cups that are open,
but these
they?
No, they have these weird
Hang
little...
Hang on, we've been interrupted. What? That's
Chris
Bode. Chris Bode. Yes, Chris Bode. Thank you.
Thank you for interrupting.
That was my personal assistant. It's my personal assistant.
Ooh.
Charlene.
Charlene just comes walking in.
Yeah, she's. I said, Charlene, you come in whenever you want. I don't like to talk about it.
Okay. No, the cups have a lid, and they have like a little slide over deal. So you have to slide it over to take a sip, and I guess it automatically slides back so that if it tips over, it's not going to spill. But, I just got a text from Stephanina's.
Chris Bode?
They said, yes, sure, that'd be great.
Beautiful. We have a prize for Name That Planet.
Yeah. Okay.
There's an Aaron Bode, too.
Really
good performer.
From here, local gal.
I don't think they're
okay, and then I did go see To Rome With Love, which you really didn't want to see in the first place because it's Woody Allen.
Well, two reasons. Three reasons. It has Rome in the title, and it has Love in the title, and Woody Allen's in it.
Okay.
Three reasons.
I'll give you your fourth reason. I really liked it. Okay, I would give it.
Oh, that's the fourth reason why Frank went.
No, that's not the reason.
No, what does that mean? That means if you liked it,
No. I'm just saying. This is a prelude to what I was going to say. I really enjoyed it. I would give it a three.
You took a quaalude before.
But besides the fact that you didn't like it because of the love, the Rome, and Woody Allen, you would have hated it because 2/3 of it was subtitled.
Oh, I'm out. I'm out. No.
It was in Italian.
Yeah, I am out.
I can't stand that.
I don't mind it at all. I forget I'm reading.
I want to go with you to the market.
It takes them a lot longer to say it in Italian, I noticed, than what the English words are. It's like, God, they're still talking, and it's only like 6 words.
I think their sentences are longer.
I think they are.
I think you're right.
But that was it.
Like if a guy goes... And then on the screen it says, no, thank you.
Or just no.
Yeah, no.
That was it. That's all for me.
Anybody else?
Perfect. I got a couple things.
This is our control board operator. He's Eon the PI.
Thank you very much. We went Friday night, my wife and I, and Dan actually brought Alyssa, his daughter. We went and played some... miniature golf. I'm not going to mention.
I cannot stand miniature golf.
Are you serious?
I can't stand it. I've never liked putt-putt. Same thing.
It's one of my favorite things in life.
I hate it.
But I am so upset that there's not a good one here in St. Louis. Wouldn't you say that one, Dan, wasn't that great Friday night?
Oh, it wasn't that great at all.
It used to be everywhere.
Well,
I know they did.
Well, I'm not going to mention
the name. What does that tell you?
Like Swing Around?
South County. No, I'm not going to mention the name of the place because it's not, you know, I want some that are, you know, in Florida, they have all those giant ones that are
The attraction is not so much the golf, it's the stuff.
Surroundings. Yeah right.
It's the
I
layout.
Just don't know why there isn't a good one here in St. Louis.
The Lake of the Ozarks, don't they have?
They have a lot of them.
Why don't you get a business loan and open?
That's what I need, an investor.
The
I need
greatest
an
miniature golf course in the United
I'll
States.
And you can take great holes from, but I think there's one like that. Great holes from every like big course in the world.
No, remember the movie with Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell?
Oh, Overboard.
Yeah, remember Overboard. That was his dream. He had each hole was like a different country or something.
But there I need go. An investor. If somebody wants to call, and I'll design.
I would agree with you that if somebody could come up with one where it's something different than the big clown, his mouth opens, or you know, and we've seen that 1,000 times.
And this one wasn't. I mean, there weren't even that many, you know, good challenges. For there was a couple drop offs, and it was weird. Some of the holes had just two holes.
Now here's the other thing they need to do, unless they do this, because I've only done it a few times and I couldn't stand it. Do you keep some kind of score in miniature golf?
Sure, you can. Yeah.
They ought to have a system, an electronic scorekeeping system, that if you get through the course in so many shots, like a carnival, there's prizes, like a big stuffed thing. Or, I mean, that now you got something.
They usually have that as the 18th hole. There's a special one-shot thing where if you get it in a certain, you know, normally it's like a clown's mouth or something stupid. Right. But, you get a free round of golf then if you make it in.
No, that's not a good prize. I mean, like a car.
You mean, a car?
A Camaro convertible.
But we used to have so many great mini, and I don't know if the business isn't.
What happened? You know, what the heck happened? Here, we got a bunch of boomers with grandkids. What happened?
And that place was packed Friday night, but it just wasn't that good of a course. I don't know. We need somebody. We need to get a
They're
group
used
together.
To it. I guess people get used to mediocre.
I've got the name. I got the name that will draw from a couple of 100 miles away, as far as our signal reaches. Pinions Putt Putt. That's it right there. That's it. Now we need investors.
Oh, you don't want to be the investor if you're going to put your name
on. I don't want to put your money. I just want to take money out.
Putting your name on.
I want to take money, not put money in.
My daughter had never.
I'll go on the air and I'll promote it.
My daughter had never played that before. And I told her, I said, we're going to go, you want to go putt-putt or play a little putt-putt golf with Ian and Angela? And she says, I've never golfed before. I said, this is not like golf.
I think she had fun. I can't believe she'd never been.
Here's an idea. This is something I would incorporate that I think has always been missing from miniature golf. You just putt, but if there could be sort of a partial tee off. In other words, you swing and you hit it in the air, but you hit it 10 feet or something.
Yeah.
In other words, you have to get over an obstacle. You know what I'm saying?
You'd have to have some high walls maybe on the side of the hole.
Yeah. Right. So it can't be an errant shot.
I like that.
But you need to have a little tee, and you need to take it can be the same club even, but you've got to hit it and get it over this little thing, and then you're on your way and you putt from there on or something.
Yeah.
Kind of make it different. Shake it up a little bit.
Yeah, we'll start
working on it. Investors, welcome.
Yes. But the
Pinion and Peons Putt Putt.
Oh.
There's the name.
All P's.
Hey, let's go over to Quad P tonight.
Quad P.
It's four P's. Pinion and Peons Putt Putt. Let's go to Quad P.
But there used to be a very
all figured out
because I was I still am kind of a video game junkie. But when I was a kid, arcades used to just fascinate me. And there was Tilt was a really big. There was a group of them at different malls around St. Louis, and they had one in Northwest Plaza, and it was down in the very basement of Northwest Plaza. And they had Tilt.
Crestwood was like that too.
Yeah, but they had a great miniature golf course in that Tilt. And
have you been to the Mills?
Like that.
I know. There's no. It's just the color. That's
all black white. Yeah, it's like the one at the St. Louis Mills. I can't think of the name.
But they don't have any cool stuff in there.
I don't think so. It's all neon paint, and it's just all glow in the dark. But boy, that one that used to be at Northwest Plaza, they had a hole where it was like the talking cardinal birds, like the baseball team up in the tree, and they would like animatronics. They'd move around and say, "I want something like that." And they had like a. Maybe a 10-12 foot St. Louis arch in there too.
Hey, your timing could be right.
So we need
to find out what happened.
Yeah, but that was it. That's all. I think
you got a good idea there. And how much could that really cost to build that?
Well, the land is probably the most expensive.
Yeah, the land and
because there's a company that makes creatures and trees.
Oh, sure.
And the stuff that you put in there.
Yeah,
and you could do a couple of custom things to make it.
But the one.
Check your email because you may get some investors.
Cool. You never know.
Anybody else for the Burke segment?
No, I got nothing.
No. Okay. Do you have our guest on the phone? Dan, do you have our guest on the phone?
Not yet. I'm getting him. Right.
Thank you, Dan. Dan Strauss. Working hard.
Yes. For the money.
I think the Burke segment is officially over. We have a lot to talk about today. I saw two movies over the weekend, and there's this little theater, the B&B Theater in Wildwood.
I've been there.
What a fantastic little place this is. I mean, it's not that great. I don't want people going. I don't want a lot of people going because it'll be full all the time. It's just okay. Forget what I said. But And we'll talk about it later, but I saw two movies that I didn't expect to really not like them, but I didn't expect to really like them. I just went because sometimes I feel like I need to know what people are talking about. And I'm telling you, my wife and I absolutely enjoyed both of these. One was Spider-Man. Forget any other Joel Hipperson was right. Forget any other Spider-Man you've ever seen. They don't exist. They should be embarrassed they were ever made. This thing is so much fun, and you don't need to have seen any other Spider-Man. And the other was Ted, the Seth MacFarlane thing. My wife, who I think has trained herself to not like anything I like, laughed her guts out. I mean, she's laughing like crazy. You cannot help it. This bear, this Ted, is hysterical. If you don't like man gross out stuff, if you don't like the gas passing and you don't like the F word and it is overly and unnecessarily crude, but it's still so funny that it doesn't matter. It's just, you can't not laugh at this thing. What a piece of work this Ted is. And when you see the way they make this bear come to life, you just sit there going, how in the heck did they do this? I mean, it only has to make expressions, eyebrows, and a mouth. And every expression a human can make, this bear makes. Mm-hmm. Confused, sad, happy, mean. It's incredible. We have a guest on the phone. I don't know this guy. His name is Bill. I know that. Is that right, Bill?
That is right, Frank.
How are you, Bill?
I'm fine. Last name's Lee.
Bill Lee. That's a good, simple name to remember. And the reason you're on with us is because I am told you are a very satisfied Goodfeet store customer. Is that correct?
There is absolutely no doubt about that, Frank.
Well, I like you already, and I can tell this is going to be a very positive testimonial for Goodfeet. So, Bill, tell me your Goodfeet story, starting with what was wrong with you. Where did you hurt?
Well, for my real job, rather than Goodfeet spokesman, I'm also the commissioner of the Frontier League, of which the Gateway Grizzlies and the River City Rascals are members.
Woo!
And so I get to walk... So I'm walking on concrete a lot, you know, at these baseball stadiums. Well, about 3 or 4 years ago, I was hurting my lower back, feet hurting all the time. So I just decided, you know, I saw the infomercial. So I said, well, let's go get on. And I tried it out, and, well, I'll tell you what a difference. And now I can't go without them.
Now, you, so where was most of your pain? Was it in your feet, your legs, or what?
Both. But my arches and what little arches I have to begin with, but my arches and my lower back, yeah.
Well, and you have, in the St. Louis area, I am told the ground in a lot of places is harder, and it's harder on you. It's called, you have what we call St. Louis arches. From walking, thank you.
Thank you so much.
From walking around St. Louis. So you go in there, how much time do you spend in there? Just for anybody who's ever wondered about it, 30, 40 minutes or something? Or?
Oh, maximum. And I'll tell you what, and I walked out, and I mean, it was just hours, and I was noticing a difference. And
you probably noticed a difference, though, because I tell people, too, you may not notice complete and total relief yet, but in the store, when you walk on these things, you'll know. You'll go, hey, this feels so much better. Some people, the pain goes away right there, and some, it goes away enough that they can just tell that in time, there's a great possibility they're going to be able to eliminate this pain.
And that's very true. And it did for me, and it helped me tremendously. And, you know, I thank the Goodfeet store, and over the past few years when I'm traveling or whatever, and I might need a new pair of insoles or, you know, the cushions or whatever, I won't do anything. I'll try and find a Goodfeet store, or I'll do whatever I have to. I'll drive out of the way to go find one and make sure that I've got the right thing.
And let me make it clear for the skeptics out there. I don't know you. You're not getting a dollar. From us. We're not paying you. Outside of that, I think the greatest form of flattery, they say, is imitation. Maybe you've seen these, too, but I notice on TV now they have these off-the-rack insoles, and they've now put a little kiosk or some kind of thing in the store where you step on something and you have your support number, like your sleep number. You know, that's nothing more than an obvious attempt to try to do some tiny version of what good feet does, but it doesn't, it's not the same thing. It's not the same thing at all. Well, you're a literally walking testimonial for good feet. And so you are the commissioner of the Frontier Baseball League?
Yes, I am.
Wow. So now what do you do? What do you do in the winter?
Actually, we are busier in the winter, getting ready for the next upcoming seasons, and so the summer months becomes more of my fun months, just going to ball games and traveling around the Midwest and where we've got teams in seven states, and I get to put a lot of windshield time on and play a little golf every now and then, but the off season is where we do most of our work. And get ready for it. It's no different than a good athlete that trains in the off season. That they make themselves better during the season. That's kind of what we do.
Well, and I appreciate your taking the time with us today. And I don't know you, but I will tell you there is one thing I don't like about you, and I don't like the fact that your voice is better than mine.
I don't like that.
You guys know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
No guy who's not on the radio should have a better voice than we do. It's not fair. It's not fair. So stay away from the radio business. There are few enough jobs. Promise you'll keep doing what you're doing.
Well, I certainly appreciate this, Frank, and I certainly enjoy listening to you. Thank you so much for the opportunity, and keep up the great work yourself.
All right, and stay pain-free. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you so much.
Bill Lee, everybody. What a nice guy. Wow. There it is. What else? I don't know what else to tell you. He said it all. I can give you the three locations. I can give you the website. It's goodfeetstlouis.com, and the three stores in the St. Louis area. There's one on Olive. That's just west of 270 across from Friday's. There's one in South County on Union Road across from Macy's. And one in Shiloh, Illinois at Greenmount Road across from Deerberg's. Take it from Bill Lee, the Good Feet Stores.
Now it's time for a look at the roads. And here is Tim Weiland with your Golden Oak Lending traffic. Tim?
Okay, people, pay attention because I do not want to have to fail you.
Get a quick take on the day.
Say that again.
Get your eyes and ears on KTRS.com.
The internet, that thing's still around.
It's headlines and high fives.
You're the cat's pajamas, man. You're the bee's knees.
Catch the news you crave on demand.
People of Earth, hear this.
If you haven't been to KTRS.com lately, you're missing a whole new adventure.
We're going to try this one more time. Tim, you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Tell us what's going on.
I've got to get a new box that turns on and off. This thing sounds like a personal thing.
We don't talk like that on the show.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we all do.
You're a married man now. You can't be talking like that.
Oh, okay. Right. Sorry about that.
Northbound 255 between the Dupo exit and 157. They are just picking up the two right lanes, so things will be cleaned up here in just a few minutes. We've got a stall in the right lane on eastbound 270 at New Halls Ferry, so you've got a little bit of a backup there. Also on northbound 270, a disabled vehicle blocking the left lane after Dorset, so look for a backup towards Page. Southbound 270 is just a little slow now between the Clayton Road overpass down through Doherty Ferry. And this traffic report is brought to you by Cars.com. Shopping for a new car? Let Cars.com bring your car shopping, car shopping confidence. Compare models side by side so you can see the difference in gas mileage and pricing. Cars.com, confidence comes standard. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Is your house stuck in the 80s? Time to turn your kitchen and bath into a remodel to the 21st century. Callier & Thompson is the company to call. Why? First of all, they've been around for 55 years. They're experts at the latest in all the new styles. But more importantly, they stick to your budget. What do I mean? You sit down with their certified kitchen and bath designers. They come up with a budget. You together come up with a budget, come up with a plan, and then Callier & Thompson will make sure that budget is adhered to. At the end, you can tell everybody that you use Callier & Thompson. They're synonymous with quality, and you'll know that they stayed within the budget. It's time to leave the 80s behind. It's time to join the 21st century. Brand new kitchen, brand new bath, and add value to your home with one simple phone call to Callier & Thompson Kitchens and Baths. Check out their showroom just east of 141, right next to Uncle Bill's on Manchester, or CallierandThompson.com. Callier & Thompson Kitchens and Baths.
May I have your attention, please? If you are trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're AF Plus, and we have too much product and too few participants in our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now. 1-800-700-5589. AF Plus is an amazing, proven breakthrough in weight loss. A once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight because each capsule contains natural ingredients, including green tea extract. You'll boost your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-700-5589. That number again is 1-800-700-5589.
If you're overwhelmed by debt and thinking about going to a credit counseling company for help, think again, because the majority of those companies actually work for the credit card companies, and they make the credit card companies a lot of money from people just like you. But there's another way out of debt, and it's not bankruptcy. A way to reduce your debts and save you thousands of dollars. Even better, you can find out how for free by calling 1-800-200-6098. At Freedom Debt Relief, we're not a credit counseling organization. We're not a debt consolidation company. We offer a unique alternative to save you the most money possible to resolve your debt in the shortest amount of time. If you're thinking about a credit counselor, ask yourself this. Are they working for you or the credit card companies? Reduce your debts and save thousands of dollars by learning the secrets to settling your debt. For free information, call 1-800-200-6098. That's 1-800-200-6098. 1-800-200-6098.
Are you overweight? Are you also a type 2 diabetic? Or do you have a history of heart problems? If this sounds like you, it may be more important than ever for your health to consider losing weight. Radiant Research is currently conducting a clinical research study evaluating an investigational weight loss medication for men age 45 and older and women age 50 and older who are overweight and also have a history of heart problems or who have type 2 diabetes. Qualified participants in this study will receive all study-related care, weight management program, and the investigational weight loss medication at no cost. Compensation up to $700 may also be available for time and travel. Call Radiant Research at 636-CALL now to see if you qualify for this study. That's 636-225-5669. It may be more important than ever for your health to lose weight if you also have a history of heart problems or have type 2 diabetes. Call Radiant Research at 636-CALL now. That's 636-225-5669. Radiant Research. We can't do it without you.
A green light turning yellow. A sudden rush hour slowdown. However you measure confidence, get more with the Midas Secure Stop Brake Service. New brake pads or shoes that come with a guarantee good for as long as you own your car. Just $39.99 per axle, installation extra. Midas. Total car care. Total customer care.
Installation, additional parts, labor, shop fees, and taxes extra. Most vehicles. See manager for guarantee terms at participating Midas.
Country Bob's is proud to announce that their family of products is growing. They have added specialty sauces such as apple chipotle, honey habanero, barbecue, and their own brand of seasoning sauce. Folks, this is Country Bob's all-purpose sauce like you've never tasted it before. The entire lineup of products are now available at all Deerberg's and Schnucks stores. So stop on by and give them a try. And remember, no matter what you're grilling or serving at the dinner table, it all comes down to the sauce, Country Bob's all-purpose sauce.
Talking off the air, I said I need a new mattress, and I know I need a new mattress. I cannot bring myself. Isn't it funny how, like, some things, I don't even blink if I want it,
mm-hmm.
I just buy it. And then other things, I cannot bring myself to spend $2,000 or $3,000 for
grudge purchases. Yeah,
it is.
They call them.
Mattress.
Like buying a bra.
Well, I don't know. I've never bought a bra. I should, but I've never bought one. So
you
I have to
buy
talk myself into buying a mattress eventually because my back hurts every morning when I get up. Canceled today after 30 years my subscription to the Post-Dispatch. I did it.
Yeah.
Thank you. Now I'm going to tell you why, and I hope the Post-Dispatch is listening. I like the paper, and I like to read the paper. Starting Thursday morning, I'll have USA Today delivered to my house. But for 30 years or so, I had the Post delivered. And what did it for me, and please don't email me and get political with me, because I'm not political. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I am an absolute independent. I don't even understand the concept of blindly following some party and everything down the line that they say you should think or do. I don't get that. But this morning, there was an article. It was either, I can't remember now if it was this morning or yesterday, but there was an article about a candidate. And the particular candidate had done well, like Mitt Romney has done well and made money. Barack Obama is worth a lot of money. Don't think he's not. John Kennedy was worth a lot of money. Okay. And when a newspaper is so slanted that in the wording of a story, they make it clear that they hate people who've done well, I'm done. And I just called the number that I found for Post-Dispatch, whatever, and I finally got somebody on, and I said, you can cancel me for two reasons. One, I'm sick and tired of those ad flaps that cover half the front page and half of each section. I can't stand that. And two, I'm tired of being told what to think and how to think. I want information. I want to be some entertainment, some, you know, I want to read objectively, and I can't do it with your paper. And this woman says, yeah, she says that advertising thing, a lot of people hate that. And she said, we get that a lot here too with our paper. And I said, what is that? What do you mean here? Where? She wasn't even here. She was in Louisville or somewhere. It's a call center. I said, so I'm not even talking to the Post-Dispatch. She said, no. Mm-hmm. I said, are you recording this? Because it always says calls may be monitored. Mm-hmm. She said, yeah. I said, do me a favor. Would you play it for somebody? Play it for somebody that would might
care.
Be the least bit interested in why I'm fed up with somebody telling me how to think and that flap advertising. And it would be easy for people to say, well, you know, your radio station got a lot of ads that are irritating. I couldn't agree with you more. Here's the difference. This is free. All right. This is free. That's not. So she said, would you like for somebody from the paper to contact you? And I said, and say what? She said, I don't know. And I said, well, you asked me if I wanted to be contacted. Why would they contact me? She said, well, I don't know.
So you could come tell them what you think?
But she didn't even answer.
I already told them. But and here's what I said to her. I said, think about what you just said. I said, the only thing they would say to me is, we understand you've canceled. We're really sorry. What if we give you 2 months free? That's what they're going to do. And I said, I'm not interested in that. I said, I asked this lady, I said, do you honestly think that they're going to call me and go, thank you so much for what you said. We're never going to be biased again. Yeah. And we're stopping those ad flaps on there. Thanks for calling. I said, of course did I get to say that. So I'm done with that. And USA Today, while it is also slanted, it seems to be just generally more fun to read and more just fluff and stuff without trying to tell us who the good guys and who the bad guys are. And they made a reference in this article to a politician's fat wallet. When in this country did we decide that it's a bad thing that somebody made money legitimately? And let's talk about people who make money by working hard. There's this attitude among some people that if you've got money, you don't get it. Well, here's what people that I know who have money do get. They get working. They get taking risks, taking chances. They do get it. They get it a lot more than the person who just punches in, can't wait to clock out, go home, has no responsibility, no risk, no overhead. They get it a lot more than those people do. And I don't know when it became such a horrible thing for somebody to have money and use that money to finance a campaign. That woman in California, Meg Whitman, remember? Mm-hmm. She spent $150 million
of her own
money. Yeah, eBay.
Yeah.
Of her own money to finance her campaign. I don't know if she was Democrat or Republican. I honestly don't know. But it doesn't matter to me. And I remember the jabs people were taking for having so much money. for goodness sakes, we should all be so lucky as to be smart enough. We're not. We don't have that kind of brain that some of these people have to create a product and distribute it and market it and patent it and all that stuff, or take over a business. You know, just because somebody's left a family business, they could just as easily run it in the ground and have it end up worthless than take it and turn it into something better. So I don't begrudge anybody, you know, who makes money honestly and works hard to get it. But I think there's this mentality that if, and I know growing up, if somebody had a store, you know, Doug and Betty Tillman had Tillman's Hardware Store. And I remember that, you know, people would say, well, what do they know? They've got money. They've got their own business. Mm-hmm. Just because you have your own business doesn't mean you have money. It just means you have to work real hard.
That's for sure.
It really does. So that's it. That irritated me a little bit, as you can probably tell. We'll take a couple of calls. We got a little time here. Coming up, Jose Hernandez will be here next hour, as will Dawn Meadows Dixon. And I didn't say as well. I said as will, because as well, I believe, is copyrighted and patented and owned by John Carney. Because when you listen to John Carney, he'll say, coming in the next hour, we're going to be talking with someone, Dancing with the Stars, Tom Bergeron, as well.
I haven't noticed that.
I think he owns as well.
As well.
I think you have to get written permission from him because,
I got this coming up here in a little bit later. Take some phone calls, and we're going to give you the forecast. It's going to cool down. We'll have that, some other things as well.
Maybe people can start calling in and just say, John, as well, and then go on to their thing. Like
that could be his AM and the PM.
Yeah. Right?
Hey, John, as well.
Yeah.
As well. That's a great idea. Yeah. Let's talk to Bob. Hello, Bob. How are you?
Hi there. This is Bob from Brighton.
That's why I said, Bob, how are you?
I loved your idea about the putt-putt golf course.
Well, it's Peons. He originally came up with the idea that there aren't any anymore, and then I jumped in and said, let's go into business and get some investors and have, like, the world's greatest miniature golf course.
I think your last shot, the prize shot at the last hole,
should be spectacular.
Should be a big old, yes, spectacular.
And hard, so hard to achieve
That
you
right.
can justify the big prize, because almost nobody's going to be able to do it. But when they do, and you get a Lloyd's of London insurance policy or something, and I think it's, yeah.
Exactly.
Now, don't you like the idea that on a miniature course, you should at least do a miniature drive to tee off, like a 20-foot drive?
And that's what I have in mind for your last hole.
Ah.
It would be a picture, like a 6-foot diameter picture of the planet Uranus.
That is a great idea.
Hey,
and you shoot a golf ball into Uranus.
Into the Uranus hole.
That's beautiful.
Into a 6-inch hole in the center of Uranus.
Wow.
That is awesome.
And you have a sign.
And from about 20 or 25 feet away, and you'd have to damn near drive it in there. I mean, it's
you'd have to drive it into Uranus. You know what, Bob? This is the greatest idea, because you'd have a big sign.
Planetary.
If
yeah.
you can drive your ball into Uranus yeah. from this spot, you win a Camaro convertible from Johnny Londo Chevrolet.
Pound it right. Well,
yeah.
No,
easy.
Careful.
Frank,
easy.
I have the name of the last hole.
What is it?
The Pinion Peon Positive Power Pounder Uranus Penetrator.
Good grief.
Boy, he's really been thinking about this.
He's been working on this for half an hour.
What have you been doing?
Bob, we may have to bring you in as a consultant, a marketing advisor.
Be glad to do so.
All right. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Frank. Have a good one, and it's been a pleasure.
Well, thank you. Now, maybe that's the theme. It's an astronomy theme.
Planetary, yeah.
Planetary.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Oh, yeah, Peon Pinions
Way.
Planetary putt.
Wow.
We keep adding
quad
P's.
P's.
Yep.
No, that'd be Quinta P.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah.
Quint P Golf Course. And the very last hole, drive the ball into Uranus. That, I think that's fantastic. But, Bob, if we do it, we're not paying you. Let me be real clear.
Yeah,
as the president likes to say, let me be clear.
I've already run the budget, and I'm
budget
sorry.
Budget shot.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the car,
right.
I think.
Steve wants to jump in. Hello, Steve. Steve?
Steve or Pete?
No, Steve. That's you.
Oh.
I hope that's your
name. I want to be in charge of the one over in Centerville, the X-rated putt-putt.
Oh, now here's another good idea.
Oh.
Right down there next to PT's, down there in the swamp. There's some dry land down there. You can come up with all kinds of ideas.
Well, we sure can.
Also,
I've already got a dry hole idea right now.
Also, USA Today is good to read for the same reason Jeff Goldblum in The Big Chill said People Magazine is good.
And why is that?
You can read three articles during the average bowel movement.
I never thought of it that way.
Oh,
wow.
That's good to know. Anything else, Steve?
That's it.
Okay, thank you. He's actually calculated how many articles per bowel movement. I don't read in the bathroom. No. I know some people do that.
Mm-hmm. I do. I enjoy it.
Well, how much can you possibly read? How long are you in there?
2 hours.
Yeah, well, you need to see a doctor.
Yeah.
You got something going on.
I don't think
there.
It's good for you.
Now, I do sit in there quite a while. It takes me quite. No, my wife. Boom, boom, in and out.
Yeah.
Done. I mean, drop them and go.
I've never been able to do that, yeah.
No, she just. I'll bet you she's never sat in there more than 2 minutes.
It doesn't take any longer to do that than it does to
But
pee.
It does me.
Yeah.
It does for me.
But with us,
I'm nervous.
It's kind of quiet.
No, I'm a nervous person, and I have a nervous stomach, and it takes me a while.
Yeah.
But you also have quiet time in there, too.
Sure.
You kind of have quiet time.
I would love to be like her, though. Just get in, open the bomb bay doors, drop the bombs, get out.
You're like it to be a little more comfortable, though, like an easy chair, like a recliner.
They need to work on that.
Oh, they do.
They need and a TV.
That
and you can actually kind of recline.
A footrest.
No, I think you're on. You know what? You got two good ideas. You got the
squatman.
You could make it like a posturpedic.
Squat a lounger.
No, you could make it a posturpedic. Then it could be peons. Posturpedic pooper.
There you go.
Or
the pooperpedic.
We're coming up with all kinds of great ideas today.
Man, we got to get some.
I don't know if I want to go number two, reclining though.
No,
that
not
could
reclining.
Be ugly.
No, not reclining.
Just a soft,
just
you know,
a
like
little,
a cushion.
A little bit of a tilt back.
Yeah.
They have those cushion seats. Have you ever?
Yeah, I don't like them.
You know what?
It feels like you're sitting on somebody else's poop.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like them.
Seems like they would hold germs on.
Are those the ones that have almost the air in there? Goes.
Yeah.
When you sit down, push.
We were at somebody's house, and I went in the guest bathroom, and they had that vinyl toilet seat.
Yes.
Honest to goodness, I thought, I sat in somebody's poop.
They used to have fur. Do you remember?
Yeah.
It was like a ruggy, furry, shaggy
thing.
That
to me says germ trap.
Nope.
Fur.
Yeah.
And pee?
Oh, real quickly. We're at the show Saturday, and next to us, we're watching, it was either Ted or Spider-Man, and two seats over, you know how you keep a seat between the other people?
A buffer.
Two seats between my wife and this other guy, there was another guy two seats down, and he was huge. He was huge. And when the movie was over, and I think it was Ted, when he got up, the entire back of his shirt was soaked, which means that seat is saturated with his BO, with
the
his
next person.
Sweat, and
and their
the
head's
person
be on it.
That sat down, sat in his sweat.
A little kid or a short woman that put their head right into his back sweat,
and you know the back of his head probably was sweaty. I'm not going to say anymore.